This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It's April 28th. Thank you guys for joining us. Coming off of a busy weekend, thank you to all of you who showed up for Walk for Wishes on Saturday. We had such a great time, raised so much money for Make-A-Wish Nevada, and it was just a real fun time. I left there, my heart was full.
Yeah, I actually loved it too. It was, I mean, not actually, I always love it, but this weekend was especially special and the weather was beautiful and just meeting and seeing all the listeners was one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, it was a good time. So if you were out there, you know, and we were making some people skip across the finish line as they were coming in and we're like, when is the last time you skipped? There was a time where you used to skip around as a child and you just stopped doing that. So we're bringing it back and seeing adults skipping and having the best time skipping. I don't know why, but that warmed my heart so much. And I even skipped later on that day. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start. I want to make sure I can still skip. And I could. And I was very happy about that.
And not only that, when we were telling people to skip across the finish line, immediately when they were about to skip, you can see their smiles just growing so large.
It was really cute. We had so much fun out there. How was the rest of your weekend?
The rest of my weekend was busy and fun, productive. I got a lot of work done over the weekend. And then I went to watch Sinners, which I'll tell you a little bit more about how I felt about the movie.
Oh, really? It was number one again this week.
I don't know. Maybe I need to watch it again, but it wasn't for me. Like, I appreciate the people that tried to convince me to watch it. I appreciate maybe like the reviews and stuff that people were trying to convince me like on TikTok afterwards, because I really wanted to like the movie.
But it just wasn't for you.
It wasn't for me. Huh. I don't know.
I want to explore this because Ramon says it's like the best movie he's ever seen. He's like, you have to watch this movie. Oh my gosh. And I keep hearing that from so many other people. Like, it's just like one of those movies where you are like, whoa. And so the plan was to go see it this upcoming weekend, but I don't know. Maybe you'll sway me not to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, but at the same time, I'd say save your time.
Really?
Save your time.
Oh yeah. We'll have to talk about this a little bit later for sure.
And then Friday I had Hofbräu House. I did the pretzel eating contest. Didn't win, but it was still fun just to be at the, I love that place. Hofbräu House is one of my favorite things in the city. But yeah, that's That's really it. What about you?
It was a good weekend. Friday night, we had the Vegas Thrill game, and they won. It was a reverse sweep. It was not looking good. They lost the first two games, so everyone was kind of like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Then they won that third one. We're like, oh, okay. Well, maybe. Who knows? And then they won the fourth one. We're like, oh, boy. Okay. And so it went five sets, and
wow,
they ended up winning. And, man, that place was going nuts. It was crazy. So, yeah, we had a really good time there. Walk for Wishes on Saturday. Went out to dinner with some friends of ours that we hadn't seen in a long time on Saturday night. And then yesterday I chopped my hair.
I got a
haircut.
I
chopped off like 3 inches of hair. And so it was funny because I was not the plan. And as I'm driving there, I'm like, I think I'm going to cut my hair. I was just going to go get my roots done. And that was it. And I walk in and she's like, okay, she's getting ready to do my roots. I go, I think I'm going to throw you a curveball. She's like, what? I said, I think I want to cut my hair. And she goes, oh, boy. And I, like, she goes, are you going through something right now? I go, well, yeah, I always am. But still, I still want to cut my hair.
I always am.
And she's like, okay, let's talk about it first. So I told her, I was like, it's summer. I want something a little lighter. My hair's getting really long. I don't want to, like, you know, I know bobs are like so in right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, especially there's a word that they use to describe the bobs that I can't say on the radio.
Okay.
But it's all inspired by Leslie Bibb on White Lotus. They're calling that a certain word, bob.
Okay, I'm going to look it up. You said we can't use this on the radio,
no,
this word.
In fact, I'll put it up there and you have to delete it immediately.
Okay, I'm looking at the screen.
Oh. They call it that kind of a bob. and I was like, I don't want that kind of a bob. I don't want a bob at all. And we started laughing at that word because it's a word that is probably, like, in my opinion, one of the worst words out there. But you add a Y to it and all of a sudden it sounds cute.
Yes. It's like, oh, you're so in when you add the Y. But without the Y, oh my God, you're the rudest person ever. That's funny.
But so yeah, that we started talking about that. And I was like, I just want something lighter for the summer. I just want it a little shorter, something fun, maybe some layers. And so she's like, we can work with that. Let's do it. And so, yeah, I just kind of walked out and I was like, oh, yay. I feel like I'm ready for the summer now, finally.
Fits you. It feels like spring is here. There's a new transformation coming,
yes,
with you.
Yes,
like,
you know, new beginnings, right?
Mm-hmm. I like, and then just no bangs.
No
bangs.
I do have curtain bangs though.
Do
she
you?
Did. She did say, I'm going to give you curtain bangs. She's like, they're not bangs. They're just curtain bangs. She's like, we're just trimming them a little because I kind of had them already. But yeah, so that was my big transformation yesterday. It was pretty funny.
I'm so happy for you. You feel lighter already.
Yeah, it just feels, it was a change. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes you're just ready for a change. And so we did that. But we've got so much happening on the show today, you guys. We're so excited that you're joining us because we've got tickets galore. We talked about the Vegas Thrill early edition of Heads Up. We've got your 4-pack of tickets to check them out versus the Orlando Valkyries on Friday night. We've got tickets to Post Malone and Jelly Roll. They're going to be at Allegiant this weekend. And we've got your tickets with the Mega Minute at 7:30. And in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up, tickets to see comedian Matt Rife. All that and so much more on the way. But let's get to it. It is time to kick off the show with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Wild Ones by Flo Rida? Hey, do you want to hear Hey Baby by No Doubt? Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. Girl, say, girl, say. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. Or do you want to hear No Air with Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown? Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Can't live, can't breathe with no air. It's how I feel whenever you ain't there. It's no air. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. It's easy. Just tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can also vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever, like, dramatically jumped to the worst possible conclusion when it comes to any situation, your health, what someone you thought was saying about you, but they didn't say about you. And then you find out like that wasn't the case or this is totally normal. It was like a couple of weeks ago, the weirdest thing happened to me. So I was in my kitchen. I was getting something out of one of the cupboards. And out of the corner of my left eye, I just saw like this flash. Like I thought someone took a picture and I turn around and there's like no one there. And I'm like, what was that? And so I keep going and then again, flash just in my left eye. And I'm like, uh-oh, what's happening? And so I'm like, am I going blind in my left eye? Like I start freaking out. All day long, I was getting these flashes. I put some eye drops in my eye, still flashes. I'm Googling what do flashes in your eye means, and everything is like, go see your doctor. I start freaking out. Well, that only lasted a day. Then it went away. But then after that, my left eye was just kind of blurry. It was really freaking me out. So I went to in my mind, I'm already pricing like eye patches on Etsy. I'm like, am I going to have to wear an eye patch?
Can I wear a BTS one? Yeah.
So I get to the eye doctor last week thinking that she is going to wheel me into like emergency surgery. And she's like, oh, honey, it's just dry. Here's some drops.
What?
I'm like, what? I'm like, no, I used drops. They didn't fix them. And she's like, because you probably use just like Visine or something, right? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, what's happening is your eye produces, when it produces tears, the tears are like part oil, part water.
Okay.
And she's like, yours are more water than oil. So I'm giving you drops that have kind of the oil in them to really help your eye. And I was like, oh. You mean I've been spiraling for a week? I've been saying goodbye to depth perception. I was like, what is that? What is it? This is all I need is just drops. And she's like, that's it. You're fine.
Oh my God. That was me yesterday. I thought I had an autoimmune disease. I thought I was having like a food allergy. I wake up in the morning and I look at my stomach and I'm changing before I go to the gym. And my stomach is red with rashes.
Ooh.
I mean, like I'm thinking like, did I scratch myself that night? And the rash was coming from inside of my body. It wasn't from the outside. So I'm looking up online. And it's looking like, oh my God, you might have psoriasis. Red rashes on the stomach might mean you have psoriasis. So I'm freaking out. James is like, calm down. Drink your water. In a couple hours after you shower, you get back from the gym.
Nope. I'd be like flesh-eating bacteria.
Exactly. So I'm thinking the worst. I come back. The rash is still there. I shower. I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm going to have to go to the ER. And then he's like, let's just take a nap. When you wake up from your nap, if it's still there, we'll go to the doctor. Wake up from my nap, it's gone.
Oh, where'd it go?
I don't know what happened to it. I don't know. Something might have happened, and maybe it was just me stressing out.
Okay, like, I'm not trying to be that person, but I still would go to the doctor because maybe it's just in remission, and maybe it's going to come back and eat your entire body up.
I'm freaking out. Maybe I get out of work now and go to the ER. I'm like, Mercedes, you were right.
I don't know. Do you watch The Last of Us? I mean, there's, like, the funguses turn people into mushroom people. I'm just saying, you could be a mushroom person getting ready to change.
Oh my God, now I'm thinking the worst. Now I'm the zombie apocalypse starting. It's me.
But anyway.
Along with our day.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday. It is April 28th, 6:05. Hey, thanks for being here. It's hard to get things going on a Monday morning, but we are back at it after a busy weekend. So excited for this week. How you doing?
It's good. I'm good over here. This past weekend, not only was it busy on the work end, but I went out to a restaurant. And when I entered, I saw someone wearing this and my jaw dropped. I haven't seen this in forever. I walk into a restaurant and I'm getting seated down next to James. And we sit down and across from me, like kind of towards the right of me, there was a girl, probably in her teens, wearing an airbrushed shirt. Do you remember those airbrush shirts with neon colors?
They're like the 90s and 2000s are officially back. Like the fashion is back and I'm so here for it. I would have gone up to her and said, you are doing the Lord's work. thank you for wearing that. I'm 100% on board with that kind of fashion coming back.
Not only that, was she wearing her airbrush shirt? It looked like her name was across. It was like Kayla or something, and like bright pink and bright blue. But she was also wearing a choker necklace. Remember those plastic ones? I was like, wait, did I just walk into a time machine here? But I was so excited to see that that part of the 90s is back. I see like the big, you know, high-waisted jeans and the baggy jeans. They've been back. But that is something that I think we need to keep going with that trend, and something from the 90s that we should bring back.
Oh, yeah, I am fully on board with this. I love seeing the 90s creep back in. Give me all the airbrush, the chokers, the overalls, the tracksuits, the platform sneakers, the slap bracelets.
Slap bracelets.
Like, I am so fine with all of that. But I do think there are some things that can stay buried.
Oh my God. Things that could stay like in the 90s?
Those micro backpacks. I saw someone carrying one of those the other day. I was like, no. No, 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 no. The micro backpacks. No, no, no.
Are you talking about like the little ones that you could barely
fit? Tiny. It's like, what is in there? Lip gloss? Like your lip smacker?
Wait, like if you put it on your back, like how big are we talking about with these micro backpacks?
Like, I mean, teeny tiny. And I'm like, what is the point there? I mean, I guess fashion's fashion. And I'm not, I don't want to like come down on anyone's fashion choices. It's all personal choice. But I was thinking the whole time, like, what can you even fit in there? Like, there's no room for anything in that tiny backpack.
For me, this is just because it triggers a memory, is the butterfly clips. Remember those little tiny little glitter butterfly clips? My mom would braid my hair and put, like she was braiding my roots, like the French ones, but really, really tight, put butterfly clips on them, and I hated them. They were so, they just bring back a bad memory.
I don't need to relive the trauma of my hair getting tangled in those every morning. Like, yes. Those were so bad. Cargo pants, they're back, but I like them. Low-rise jeans, please no.
No, no. I want to hide the belly fat.
Denim everything, bring it back. I love it. The puka shell necklaces, stay gone.
Ooh, what about the frosted tips?
No, no frosted tips. Ramon, would you get frosted tips if they came back in style?
No, I never had them before.
Okay.
So, no.
So, what about a puka shell necklace?
What's the puka shell? Oh, no.
You never had a puka shell necklace? Oh, we're going to gift that for you for your birthday.
When's your birthday, Ramon?
December 19th.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time.
We'll get a lay of puka shells.
All right, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Tickets galore. Comedian Matt Rife, he's coming to town. We've got tickets with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got at 7:30 with the Mega Minute tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll. And on the way next, we've got your tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill as they take on the Orlando Valkyries on Friday night with an early edition of Heads Up. But on the way next, we have What's Trending. Maroon 5 just dropped a major clue about their comeback, and it involves one of the biggest K-pop stars in the world. We'll tell you who's teaming up with Adam Levine and why fans are already losing it. That's coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Maroon 5 and Lisa are trending this morning. It is official. Maroon 5 is teaming up with Blackpink's Lisa for a brand new track. It's called Priceless. Over the weekend, the band posted on Instagram, Priceless featuring Lisa, pre-save now, along with a fun clip of Adam Levine and Lisa goofing around at a photo shoot with a snippet of the song. You guys want to hear it?
Let's do
Here
it.
Here we go. Priceless.
Baby, you're priceless. I never had anything like this. I'm missing my head on your baskets. All I want to do with you. That's all I want to do with your body. I've never seen anything like
also dropped a teaser in Maroon 5's Insta story with Adam's vocals and Lisa rapping. Here is some of that.
Yeah, talk is cheap, boy, stop it. Got my love, that's a real big profit. Diamonds in it, flawless, yeah. You can't find this anywhere. Just wait, when you see me, you'll be like, uh-huh. Turn around and you'll be like, uh-huh.
What do you think?
I like it. It's fun. It's light. It makes it sound like you're, I feel like it's a springtime song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's something to it. I got to hear the whole thing late last week, and I really did like it a lot. I just felt like it had a good vibe. It wasn't super slow. It's not too up-tempo. It's just like mellow. Earlier this week, or last week, Maroon 5 had fans on the edge of their seats when they posted a picture of him and a mystery woman looking out the skyline. Now they realize it was Lisa the whole time. And he was recently teasing the brand new album that Maroon 5 is going to come out on Jimmy Fallon. This is their first album in 4 years. It's coming this summer. And this single is just the beginning of their comeback.
I like that. I didn't expect, honestly, Maroon 5 and Lisa to collaborate.
Yeah, that was not one that I saw coming, but it's a good sound. It'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, they have their residency here in Vegas. I've never seen it before. I'll be honest, like Maroon 5, I kind of was like so-so on them after all that Adam Levine controversy that happened. It kind of turned me off to them a little bit. But I do feel like this, you know, this comeback, I don't know, maybe I'll give them another chance.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe.
Sounds pretty good. Let us know what you guys think. And that is what's trending. All right, it is time to win. Early edition of Heads Up right now. We have tickets for you to check out the Vegas Thrill, our pro women's volleyball team. Friday night, they are playing the Orlando Valkyries at Lee's Family Forum, and we have a four-pack of tickets for you right now. When you win Heads Up, all you have to do is pick your category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20 gets to play right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Christina, you're caller 20.
Yeah.
Yay.
Are you ready to play some Heads Up here for Vegas Thrill tickets?
Yes.
All right, we've got five categories. You just need to pick one and get six answers in 60 seconds. Here are your categories. Do you want to go with Babe Ruth, Sweet Tooth, Money Matters, Kryptonite, or Step Up?
Step Up.
Step Up it is. Okay. International Dance Day is tomorrow. So these are all things associated with dance. Okay, Christina?
Okay.
All right.
You guys got this. All right, Christina and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is a type of Latin dance. It's also something you dip your chips in at a Mexican restaurant.
Salsa.
Yes. This is, you buy the point shoes to do this kind of dancing. The Nutcracker is a what? It's a, they're on their toes. They're, it's a...
Tiptoe.
Yeah, what kind of dancing is that?
Ballet.
Yes, yes. This is also a Latin dance. It's where you like go straight forward and then you turn around and you go the other way. It takes two to what?
Tango.
Judges are like, no. Okay, sorry. All right. This is where you make a lot of clickety clack noises when you dance.
Tap.
Yes. This is like from the 70s, and you do this and you're like this kind of dance. The Bee Gees.
That's time. Darn it.
I'm sorry, Christina. It's not tanga. It's tango. I mean, technically, yes, it is wrong. So we have to go with the judges on that. We're working on disco there, but it didn't matter because we did not get six. So that means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets, four of them, to see the Vegas Thrill take on the Orlando Valkyries this Friday at Lee's Family Forum. We will see you there. Caller 20, the tickets are yours. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Has a kid or a teenager like ever wrecked your confidence without even trying? I was so like sad last night because I got a haircut yesterday, right? I chopped off like 3 inches. And you know when you leave the salon and you're like flipping your hair around like you're in a shampoo commercial and you're just like feeling good? Like I was happy. If my hair felt lighter, I liked how she styled it. I was feeling good. So I was excited to get home, and I walked in and my husband was like, oh, I like your hair. He's like, it's shorter. It looks good. And I was like, oh, thank you. You know, just an acknowledgement about it. And Brooklyn is on a school trip right now. My daughter, she's my youngest daughter. And she is like her name. She's just like no holds barred Brooklyn. Like she'll just tell you like
from
it
New
is.
York.
Yeah. So she's on her school trip. I FaceTime her and I expect as soon as I pop up, like she's going to be like, oh, my gosh, you cut your hair or something. And she doesn't say anything. And she just kind of like tilts her head and makes a face like, it's like, I don't know. I can't even describe the face. It says like, okay. And so I go, I got my hair cut. She goes, I see. And I'm like waiting for a follow up. I'm not like fishing for a compliment, but I just kind of was like, are you going to say anything? Like, and, I go, well, and she goes, it's great. She said it like that.
Just like that? Like
just
the,
like that.
Like the mumbling like type almost, of...
She was saying it like she... Like, she's saying what I wanted to hear, but she didn't mean it, you know?
Goes,
it's great. And I go, you don't like it? And this girl, my own daughter, goes, I like your old hair better.
Oh!
I was like, ouch. Okay.
Shot to the heart.
I know. I honestly, I wasn't sure if I should cry or... drive to her hotel or become a hat person or what? But has a kid ever like absolutely wrecked your confidence without even trying? I was just, after that, I was just not the same. I'm like, well, geez, okay. And it, I mean, I appreciate her honesty. You don't want a fake compliment. And again, I wasn't fishing for it. I just thought it would be like nice to acknowledge. Oh, it looks nice. You like, that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to acknowledge it.
I have nephews. And when they were little, they just said it how it was. And I remember this one time for Christmas, we were over at my mom's house. And I suffer from acne. And at that time, I had a really bad breakout. And I would wear pimple patches. And if you don't know what pimple patches are, you just put like a little circle over like wherever your problem area is.
Do you wear the star kind?
No, I don't wear the stars.
Those are so big. When people wear stars all over their face, like what is happening?
You know, good for you if you wear the stars for pimple patches, but that's not for me.
There's a lot of them out there.
There are. I wear the clear ones, or at least they try to be clear. And I remember I came out for Christmas and I'm wearing like my hair's done, my makeup's done, but I had a pimple patch on. And my nephew, who's about 10 at this time, he goes, ugh, what's that on your face? I'm like, that's my pimple patch. He goes, it's better with you. Just show off your pimples. Like, don't even wear the pimple patch. And my ego was so shot. So guess what? 30 minutes later, I did up my makeup again. I took off the pimple patch.
No more pimple patch. Yeah. Let's talk to Brenda. Brenda, when did a kid totally destroy your self-esteem?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
oh, my God. So... it was my birthday recently, and I turned 32, and my six-year-old goes, okay, Mom, now you're officially old. It crushed my ego.
Oh, my gosh. At 32, you're official. It's official.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. 32? That is just shot to the heart, Bon Jovi style, man. That is rough. Ramon, you have a son. I'm sure he's destroyed your ego many a time.
He likes to acknowledge my white hair and my white facial hair to you know, tell me I'm old, which I enjoy my white hair. But he has acknowledged to several people, including my wife and sisters, that, oh, I thought you were pregnant. When, you know, they really weren't pregnant.
Oh, my God.
That is sad.
Oh, right? That's what I tell her. That's a low blow, man.
Oh, my gosh. And just speaking of low blows, we've heard from him that you have a gas issue, too.
Oh, man.
That part's really loud.
Why you gotta bring that up?
I'm just saying. I guess I'm projecting. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Someone come up to you at your son's school and talked about it before, too? Like, hey, you're the guy that farts loud.
Yeah, more than once. And I was like, cool, I'm infamous now.
That's what you're known, your claim to fame. Yeah. Ramon is gassy.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, you can get away with a lot of unhealthy habits when you're in your 20s. In your 30s, though, that's where things start to change. And it's harder to stay in shape. And by your 40s, it can seem like everything you do is just not working. Well, there's a new study out where researchers say they may have pinpointed that exact age when bad habits like smoking or drinking or not exercising, that starts to trigger health problems. And I was surprised the age was so young. That age is 36.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's where it all starts. Scientists tracked the health of hundreds of kids that were born in 1959 until they were 61 years old. And they found that those who regularly smoked and drank and just didn't exercise, they were the ones that in their younger years ended up sicker and more depressed. And on average, their health started to decline at the age of 36. Researchers say that this is actually really important that they find this out, because that helps you tackle those risky health behaviors earlier and mm-hmm. help prevent some of that damage that can build up over the years. But, you know, there's another way you can look at it. You can enjoy all that partying and craziness in your 30s as long as you quit by 36. You know, stop it at that point.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be older, like maybe 42.
That's what I thought. Honestly, I thought it was going to be 40s, because I don't know, but that's where it just starts, and that's where it starts building. But
gotcha.
It's kind of surprising.
I'm creeping up on that age soon, but it's also the fact that, like, I really think that our generation, and I think mostly Gen Z, are thinking about those things, and they're not drinking as much as they used to. So I feel like that age might get older as the study, if the study continues later on,
yeah,
in their generations.
If they followed people from 1959, think about, like, people were still smoking on airplanes mm-hmm. and in their cars and in restaurants. Like, there were, remember, you might not remember, I remember, like, in the 90s and 2000s, there was smoking sections
yes.
in restaurants. Like, that's crazy to me now, thinking about that.
And then casinos too. Think about where we live. When you walk in, some back in the day, it would smell so bad with the smoke. And now there's actually designated areas, which I think is helping the smoking and the smell.
Yeah, I just don't feel like as many people smoke anymore. I feel like a lot of people are not drinking as much, like you said. And mm-hmm. so it'll be interesting to see if you look at that same kind of, if you did a study on people who were, say, born in the 80s or the 90s, to see what their health
right.
was like. That seems like pretty far back to go on a study like that. But we'll, just keep that in mind. It's 36 for right now. Also, this morning, horror movies are often one-week wonders at the box office, but Ryan Coogler's Sinners, oh my gosh, it's defying the odds and proving to be a true event in cinema. Its second weekend in theaters earned $45 million in ticket sales. That is just down only 6% from its Easter holiday launch. And that's the smallest drop in any genre since Avatar back in 2009.
No kidding.
Yeah. Worldwide, it's made over $161 million. And a lot of people were just expecting the Star Wars re-release of Revenge of the Sith to take over. And that did not happen. That came in at number two this week.
I watched Sinners on Saturday night, going in with high expectations. Ramon was hyping it up, the movie. He's like, best movie ever. I walked out a little disappointed. I felt like it didn't live up to the hype, in my opinion. Maybe we get into this, because I just felt like I felt a little bamboozled.
I was really surprised to hear you say that, because, yeah, Ramon literally texted me after you saw the movie. Was it right after you saw the movie, Ramon? Or did you wait a little while?
I was walking out. I was still in the theater walking out.
Let me see what his text said, because he was like selling it. And I told my husband, I'm like, we have to go see Sinners. Oh my gosh. Ramon sold it. Anything Ramon says when it comes to movies, I am in.
That's right.
Let me see.
Steph just has bad taste in movies.
Oh, no. I watched it because of you, too. And he's like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, I didn't like
it. It's dope. You might be the only person.
Well, let's 8 o'clock. I want you guys to give your arguments for why you think it was so great and why you think it was so bad, Steph.
Okay. I am ready with my guns out.
We are going to explore this. All right. Finally, this morning. Now, it's pretty hard sometimes where did my story go? It's pretty hard to go out to eat and not have everything go perfectly. But this is, wow, I would be traumatized for life. Imagine mistaking this for your straw. A woman in Virginia says she was traumatized when she went to take a sip of her margarita at a Mexican restaurant and she found a live snake in it.
A live snake.
Yes. Carletta Andrews, she was at a place near Richmond this month called the Patron Cantina, and she and her husband had just finished eating at the bar when she felt something like hit her forehead, and she was like, what was that? and she looked down at her drink and she freaked out when she saw a baby snake in her glass.
Oh my God.
She even took a photo of it wrapping itself around her straw. I like just looking at this photo makes me like get the chills.
There's a photo of it.
Oh yeah, I'll send it to you. It's okay. Crazy. An employee tried to remove the steak with a snake with a stick, but then another customer just grabbed it and threw it outside. No word on what kind of snake it was. She says an employee offered to move her to a booth.
Okay. A baby snake just landed in my drink. First it lands on my head, and then you want to move me to a booth. I'm out of there.
I mean, yeah, seriously, like that's going to fix things. Come on, just going to the booth. But they at least comped her meal. They got out of there as quickly as possible. The owner of the restaurant said the snake must have gotten in through an air conditioner. It fell from the ceiling. It bounced off her head and landed in her drink.
Poor baby snake, though. Okay, now that I'm being empathetic for the woman, I need to be empathetic for the baby snake. That baby snake is looking for its mom. He's at this canteen. It's like, I thought my mom was taking tequila shots. I can't find her.
Oh, but hey, it landed in a margarita. Life is good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Jocelyn is caller 20. Yeah. Good morning, Jocelyn.
Woo-hoo. Hi, good morning.
Are you ready to play Beat Mercedes?
We are so ready.
Oh, you have some friends? You have some people helping you out with Beat Mercedes this morning?
I have my two kids with me.
Okay, hey, the more the merrier. Let's do this. A $575 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You just have to guess the song faster than I can. Let's see if three people can do this.
Yeah.
Maybe this is going to be a win for you. I'm going to leave the studio now. Good luck, Jocelyn.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. All right, Jocelyn, this is how the game works for Beat Mercedes. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it, very loud. We stop the clock, and then once that got it stops, we have 5 seconds to say something. No hemming and hawing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
All my girls at the party, look at that body, shaking that thing like you never did see, got a nice back.
Oh, no.
Because I'm going to have to ride it tonight. All my girls at the party, look at that body, shaking that thing like you never did see, got a nice back.
Edit.
4, 3, 2, 1.
That's 20 seconds. Anything?
No, I don't know that one.
Not even an artist?
No, I have no idea.
That's okay. We're bringing
Mercedes. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday, correct? Mercedes is coming in. Jolton, you have your kids in the car. What are their names?
Grayson and Penelope.
And then what part of town are you guys in?
We live in North Las Vegas, but they go to school in East Las Vegas.
Nice. Okay, Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
All
Let's
right.
see.
Let's see. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it. Janet Jackson, All For You.
Okay, final answer, right?
Yes, final answer. Final
All right,
answer.
Okay.
Good Residency.
Yes. That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Will you stop the clock? At 1.4 seconds.
Okay.
You are correct. All For You, Janet Jackson. Jocelyn, on the other hand, went the full 20 and didn't know anything.
Oh. Well, she didn't know the song. She does know some things, right?
She doesn't know the... Well, so she knows some things, but not this thing that we're doing,
not,
which is All For You.
Specific thing. Oh. Well, I mean, at the very least, we now have a $600 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, which is a very cool thing. Big thanks to Michael. I'm sorry it didn't work out, Jocelyn, but another chance to play Beat Mercedes happening tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. But right now, let's do it some Janet. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You know how sometimes your family or your friends will get obsessed with something and then suddenly it becomes your full-time job? Right now, my kids are really loving Labubus. Do you guys know what Labubus are?
Labubus, isn't that those little animals that are keychains?
These little collectible creatures called Labubus, and they're like weird and they're adorable. And because they're obsessed, I'm now obsessed. So there was this huge drop last week from Pop Mart. And it, like, Sophie was in class at the time that this drop was happening. So she said, I'm going to give you my password to my account. I need you at 7 o'clock when they drop to go in there and get them. So I was like, okay.
Wait, this is insane. These little Labubus, these little animals have a drop?
There's a huge drop. It was the Big Into Energy drop.
Okay.
Like, they, huge. So I'm on there at 6:50 and she's texting me from her class. She's like, are you on? And I was like, I'm on. I'm like, I'm all set. I'm ready to go. And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. And I'm
Wait, was this
down.
During the show?
No, it was at night.
Oh, okay.
At
I night. Thought it was 7 a.m. Was you during the show.
That's me with sneakers.
Okay.
No, so I'm sitting there at the kitchen table, and I'm just like counting down. It's 6:59. I'm like looking at the clock. I'm like, oh, my gosh. 7 o'clock hits. Boom. I go in. I put one in the cart, and then I go to purchase, and there's nothing happening. It's just like stopped. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, I'm not refreshing because that'll mess it up. I'm just going to sit here. Da, da, da. And then it shows me my cart and it's empty. Mm. And the whole website crashed. It was a whole mess. So you can like click notify me when available. And so I've been getting at 2 o'clock in the morning emails. There's a new drop. I'm like, I was asleep. By the time I go on, it's like, it's gone. Now I'm on this sad little message or mission to track down Labubus. Like, I am Indiana Jones searching for overpriced toys. It's terrible.
I don't understand the hype. Maybe it's a Monday and I'm cranky. But I don't understand the hype around Labubus. Labubus look like a gremlin and a cotton ball had a baby in a onesie.
It's so just cute. So,
what? They're so ugly.
Oh, I think they're so, that's, you're, okay, It's like the equivalent of a pug. When you say that pugs are so ugly, no, you don't see the cuteness in them. There's so much cuteness right there. People wear them on their purses. It's so cool.
They're overdoing it. Some of them have like 20 on them. I'm like, I can't even see the purse. How do you even find anything with all the labubus hanging around?
Has anyone else gotten sucked into an obsession and now you're more into it than the person who got you into it? 702-364-9400. Or what's the thing out there like you are collecting, like your life depends on it? Is it labubus, sneakers, dignity? Like, what is it? 702-364-9400. And is anyone else obsessed with these? I am like on a hunt for them. Still can't get them. I'm thinking even of going to the resale market to get myself one.
You can resell them?
They're on StockX, girl.
No kidding.
They're on StockX. That's labubus, how big they are.
They're on StockX. If I go on my StockX app, I could search up labubus.
Oh, 100%. And they're totally overpriced too.
How much?
A box of six, which is normally $167, is, I think, $420 right now. $420.
You're kidding.
No.
And originally?
$167.
Yeah. And they're running for $400 on StockX.
Yeah, it's like crazy. That's for a box of six. But if you want an individual one, they're individually $28. You can get an individual one on there for $90.
Can you buy these things in person?
Yeah, at Pop Mart when they have them.
Is there a Pop Mart here in town?
Yeah, and the lines are stupid long. Like whenever they have, it's like concert tickets. It's like Ticketmaster, but for stuffed animals.
Why am I stressing out over these labubus that I don't even like?
Jessica, good morning. Is there something you collect that doesn't make sense to anyone else, but you love it?
Starbucks cups.
Oh, the pretty like different designs and all that.
Yes.
Oh
yes,
my.
They have kind of like those labubus. They kind of have a drop as well, different holidays and stuff like that. And people do go crazy over them. You know, you get there early and they're already sold out. And then people resell them for like crazy amounts of money.
That's crazy. So how many do you think you have total?
Maybe 900.
What? You have 900 Starbucks cups?
Yeah.
Where do you put them?
When my daughter moved out, I put all my cups in her room. So I have kind of like shelves, and they're on display. And during the holidays, I switch out my holiday cup
Do you match them to your outfits for the day? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear my black shirt. I'll use one of my black cups or anything like that.
Oh, of course. Outfits, purses, all of it.
I think that is so fascinating. I think whatever makes you happy, Jessica, don't let anyone ruin it for you. You keep doing that. You keep collecting those. That is your thing, and I love it.
Absolutely.
Don't let anyone tell you that you're crazy for doing that. That 900 cups is a lot of cups.
Okay, Sophie's moved out. She's moved out of into San Diego for college. What's her room? Is it full of labubus or sneakers?
No, it's still her room because she comes back so often. Like, yeah. She's always here. We're getting so many texts right now, not just of labubus. This one says, I went from not wanting to go to Disneyland and now I'm Captain Disneyland. This one says, I collect little sleepy bamboo pajamas for my kids. I'm obsessed. I don't know those. I'm going to look those up. This one says, I collect the crybabies. I've seen those. Those are like also very popular. The crybaby toys.
Oh, the one that people put on their dashboards of their car?
With the big tears coming out of their eyes. And people hang them on their purses too.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, there's another thing. This one, says, I've seen a video where they take the outfits off of the labubus and they have these cute little butt cheeks. Labubu butt cheeks. I love it. This one says, there are a lot of counterfeits out there, so be careful. Yeah, that's a thing. I only want to get them from a verified place, but I keep checking the Pop Mart website, hoping there's going to be a drop. And yeah, now their obsession has become my obsession. It's really quite sad.
Labubus, huh? I'm going to have to see if this is something I might get into.
No, don't.
Don't?
Don't, please. That's one other person I have to compete against for these things. Please.
Well, then if there's any labubus that you don't want that you might get, let me see if I can get into these things.
All right. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. We are giving you tickets to see Post Malone. He is coming to Allegiant Stadium this Saturday night. Special guest is Jelly Roll, and these tickets are yours right now when you conquer the Mega Minute. You get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. And when you do, these tickets are yours. Who is ready to conquer the Mega Minute on a Monday morning? Now is your chance. Caller 20, you are in. Our number is 702-364-9400. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jaleesa, your caller 20. Oh, we have a crowd, it sounds like. What's going on this morning? Who do you have in the car with you?
It's my kids, King and Legend. We're going to school.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's do this then, you guys. Let's all shout out the answers if we know them. I'm going to give you 60 seconds. You're going to have to answer these 10 questions correct. If you know the answer, shout it out. And let's get you some Post Malone tickets. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
I love it. All right, you guys. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What gaseous element do humans need to breathe?
Oxygen.
Yes. What Las Vegas casino is home to the Adventure Dome?
Six tickets.
Yes. How would you, what would your father's brother be to you?
My uncle.
Yes. Which artist painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Yes. What movie starred Hugh Jackman as P.T. Barnum?
The Greatest Showman.
Yes. Which NFL team is Post Malone a fan of?
Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. Pedro Pascal stars in which show as Joel trying to survive a zombie apocalypse?
Pass.
Which singer is known for his song Need a Favor, who will be performing with Post Malone this weekend?
Jelly Roll.
Yes, which Shakespeare play? Darn it, Jaleesa. We got caught up on a couple of those. That show is The Last of Us. The Last of Us. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
I know. Did anyone watch the last episode of it?
I didn't watch it yet. Oh. I haven't watched season two.
Oh, okay.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Ramon watched it. What did you think, Ramon?
Something huge happened, but we're going to leave it at that, right, Ramon?
Yeah, I'm all caught up. I mean, I saw it coming. I played the game. So.
Yeah, played the game, you know exactly what happened.
Yep.
I did not play the game, so I was like, what?
Huh.
No. But yeah, it was one of those episodes. Anyway, Jaleesa, I'm sorry. That means you don't get the tickets, but you can hang up and call right back because caller 20, you are getting them two tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant on Saturday. Caller 20 is in, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Did either of you guys watch the rest of the draft over the weekend?
I didn't, Ramon.
Watched all seven rounds.
So what was your reaction when Shedeur Sanders finally got picked?
That was insane. I must have missed something because I thought he was one of the best, if not the best quarterback in the whole draft.
Well, and I think a lot of it was people were saying that he had some really bad interviews with coaches, with teams. He was coming off too cocky. His dad's involvement, all of that. But if you follow football, you probably heard about Shedeur and his draft positioning, son of Deion Sanders. And yeah, he was supposed to be one of the top picks in the draft, but he went on the third day of the draft. He was selected finally by the Cleveland Browns with the 144th pick.
Ooh.
So that means the Browns passed on him six times before they finally went for him.
No kidding.
But his shocking fall was not the only mystery. So on day two of the draft, Shedeur, he was kind of waiting around with friends and families for a call when his phone rang. And the person on the phone said that they were the general manager of the New Orleans Saints. And they said that, you know, it's been a long wait and we're going to take you, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Sorry about that. It was a prank call. It was posted online. Shadur was being filmed at the time. He was confused. Everybody was asking him what happened. If you missed that, here's part of that call.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man.
No, for sure.
But you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
What does that mean?
What are you saying?
I don't know.
How are you going to ask us what it means and you was on the phone?
You heard that? You said you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. What the f***? I don't know what that was.
We found out who was behind that prank call yesterday. They came forward. It is a 21-year-old named Jax Ulbrich, and he's the son of the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator.
No.
So he apologized in a social media post. He said, "I'm so sorry I took away from your moment. It was selfish. It was childish. I could never imagine getting ready to celebrate one of the greatest moments of your life, and I made a terrible mistake and messed with that moment. Thank you for accepting my call earlier today, and I hope you find it in your heart to forgive me."
Oh my God! Did he respond to that?
I don't know. The Falcons also apologized to him for that, because obviously he got his number from there, because he got a new cell phone just for the draft. It was a brand new cell, so it was obvious that it was someone within the NFL that was able to get their hands on that number. But yeah, it's just, that was such a mess. It was such a mess.
I would never do that to someone. Like, you think it's funny, but really you're messing with someone's head, and maybe someone's not career, but more just like going into the NFL. Like, that's the biggest thing for that person.
Yeah, definitely put a black mark on it. It's such a bruise on seeing his excitement. And, you know, regardless of whether the rumors about him are true, it was just a moment that was really stolen from him. So,
but it was kind of funny.
He got a team. That's what, like, I saw an interview with what's the guy who hosts Good Morning America with the gap in his teeth?
Michael Strahan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was talking about how he was hanging out with Tom Brady this weekend, and they were talking about Shadur and why is he going so late. And Tom's like, "It doesn't matter." He's like, he got in, and that's all that matters.
And Tom Brady, wasn't he like one of the last rounds of the pick in the draft when he got drafted?
Yeah, I think he was pretty far down, wasn't he?
Seventh round, 199th pick.
See? I mean, look at that. So there you go. Also this morning, a lot of you, I know, are looking for jobs right now. More than half of U.S. job seekers have been on the hunt for 6 months or longer. Wow. That's according to a new survey. Workers in certain roles have been searching for just about half of that time, though. Sales professionals, they say that is the job that you're most likely to say you've been searching for less than 3 months. Meanwhile, two-thirds of active job searchers employed in in marketing say that they've been looking for 6 months already.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's tough out there. Not just, I think, not just on the side of the businesses, but on the people. You want to make sure that you're committing to the right fit. You know, you may get offered a job and wonder, like, okay, is this really where I want to be for the next couple of years?
That too. And I'm on LinkedIn just to like post stuff on stuff for the station, and I'll see people like going in and out of jobs. And it really, I mean, yes, we are very blessed, but then I also see the side of the unemployment part, and that's really tough.
Yeah, there's definitely a big hunt for jobs right now. And there's so many jobs that are being just taken away because of AI and stuff. And so your job that you had 5 years ago may not even exist anymore.
Real quick, did you hear about the AI radio host in Australia?
Yeah.
And they were doing it for like 6 months, and they went, like, no one knew about this person on the air in Australia was AI.
And they found out, and listeners are mad because they were not straightforward with them. They just kind of put on an AI DJ, and they glitched. Like, what if we were AI this whole time?
Sorry, Vegas, we have something to break to you.
We are AI.
This is Mercedes and Steph.
All right, finally this morning, if you're a parent, especially of a little one, teachers want you to know something. Emily Perkins is a kindergarten teacher, and she is always asked what she can do to prepare, or what parents can do to prepare their kids for that first year in school. See if you guys agree with this. This educator says her answer is usually pretty unexpected to kids. It's not showing, you know, a five-year-old how to tie their shoes or wash their hands. According to this teacher, the most important thing that you can teach your kid before they start kindergarten is telling your kid no. saying no is not a bad word. Do not teach them that telling them no invites an argument, because if you can't tell your kid no as an adult, then they don't respect the no, and basically they are unteachable after that. If a kid can't accept hearing the word no from their parents, they're not going to accept it from their teacher. And she says it makes it really hard to help them learn. And, you know, like I told you, no is a complete sentence. If the answer is no, the answer is no. And I think sometimes we try to be so gentle with our kids, like, no, honey, we're doing it. No, the answer is no. You can't have it.
My parents were they taught me gentle parenting, because my grandparents to them were very strict, very disciplined. So when raising me and they would tell me no, I'd be like, who are you talking to? It's like the who's the boss type of thing. And I think that's so important, is to teach your kids how to say no and accept no.
Yes. Except I feel like teaching kids to no at a young age can backfire. Not teaching them to accept the no, but to say the no, because then it's no for everything. Eat your dinner. No. Do this. No. Like, that was Brooklyn's first word, and I still think it's her favorite word.
Wait, Mercedes, your daughter's first word was no. Not mama. No. Not dada.
It was no. I was like, are you ready to go to sleep? No. I literally have a video. I'll have to post it where she's no. That's all she said to us is no. And she still to this day does not stop saying no to us.
That's not what I see Brooklyn. All I'm going to say is no.
Exactly. All right. Coming up next, we were talking so much about the movie Sinners. It was number one again in the box office, second week in a row. And I've got Team Sinners and Team No Sinners here. I don't know why everyone is like so passionate about this, but we're going to explore this big debate on the movie. If you saw it, we want to hear from you. What did you think? 702-364-9400. We discuss coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning. The number one movie in the box office this week was Sinners. Second week in a row, a lot of people thought the re-release of Star Wars was going to overtake it, but no such luck. And what's funny is when it first came out, Ramon, you literally texted me from the movie theater telling me that I had to go see this. And ever since you told me that, I told everyone I know, like, I've heard it's amazing. I'm so on board. And then, Steph, you go this weekend and you're like, eh, don't waste your time.
Don't do it. And you still haven't seen it, right, Mercedes?
No, I haven't seen it. I was going to go this weekend to see it.
Okay, so since you're still in the dark today, I thought that it would be a battle of convincing you to either watch the movie Sinners or to not watch it. Me saying absolutely not, don't watch it, waste of time. And then Ramon's here to fight why you should definitely see the movie. So I figured we would come out, debate, give our reasons why. And then from there, if other people want to chime in, you can text or call us at 702-364-9400 if you've seen the movie, and let us know what you think. What do you think?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, I'm here to tell you why you should not watch the movie Sinners. First of all, Mercedes, your time is way too valuable to spend on a movie that doesn't live up to this hype. Save your precious time. Don't bother watching it. I'm going to start by saying the movie sets in the 1930s in Mississippi, and every single person talks with a southern twang. And Mercedes, I know you. You like to watch movies and shows with subtitles. And when I was watching the movie, I could barely understand some of these characters and what they were saying.
Oh, heavy on the accent.
Yeah, someone in the movie said, "You keep dancing with the devil." And I'm over here this whole time thinking they said, "You keep standing with your double." It's so confusing. Second of all, the movie doesn't explain where the vampires even come from. Am I really supposed to believe the online metaphors that a vampire fell out of the sky? Weird. Lastly.
Spoiler alert. Maybe she didn't know there was vampires.
I didn't know that.
It's not a spoiler.
She told you.
No, it is not. It's not a spoiler, okay? Because it just doesn't make sense, all right? And lastly, my last point is, what was up with that scene with the ancestors from the past and the future? Like, from Chinese dancers to break dancers. Corny, the whole scene. I was like, what the heck is happening here? So don't bother watching the movie Sinners. It's so horrible. I think the vampires were begging for sunlight just to end it faster.
Wow. I'm so confused now.
Mm-hmm. That's how I left the movies. Even with the, wasn't there like mid-credit scenes and post-credit scenes? I stayed for that and I was still not convinced.
You can skip the very post-credit scene, but you got to stay for the mid-credit scene.
See, he's already telling me, like, I'm not into it. So that's my argument of why you should not be watching the movie
Sinners.
All
right, let me go.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Mercedes, I've never let you down before. You don't need Rotten Tomatoes. All you need is Ramon's Reviews, R&R. All right, let's start off number one. The acting. Every performance killed it. Hailee Steinfeld, right? Josh Allen's fiance. Pretty good actress. I didn't think she was that good. Daroy Lindo. Old school, still kills it at 72 years old. And a special shout out to Miles Canton. He's only 20, and this is his first credited role ever. And he kills it at 20 years old, first ever.
Hmm.
All right, two, the directing, the tone, the setting, the camera work. And I have this written down too. That scene that you're talking about, I think was great.
What?
When most filmmakers would come out and look, it'll make it feel weird. I think he killed it when you're talking about when Preacher Boy sings in the barn, right?
Yes.
Yes, and we're going to the future in the back. I thought that was great. Any other filmmaker would have made it look weird.
Okay.
And awkward. I agree.
It was weird. It was awkward.
No, it came out great. Okay. I thought it was dope. And number last but not least, come on. Let's not play ourselves. Two. Not one, but two. Michael B. Jordan. And he kills it in both parts. Smoke and stack.
Oh, that's where you get me.
Come on,
I mean,
Michael B. Jordan
loves working with Michael B. Jordan that much. It's got to be good.
and I'm one that has criticized Michael B. Jordan for overacting sometimes. In those Creed movies, he's sometimes an overactor. But do me a favor, Mercedes. Close your eyes. And if you ever get scared or afraid, especially from a vampire, just picture Michael B. Jordan breaking down that door, saving your life. Come with me. He throws you over his shoulder and his white muscle shirts.
His muscles are not white.
That's right. And he just saves your life.
Oh, my gosh.
Michael B. Jordans.
Mercedes, just off those convincing alone, what do you think?
I mean, Ramon sold it like it was a spiritual awakening, you know? Like, if I don't emerge a better person after this movie.
You will, especially the way it ends. It ends the way you want it to end.
It ended with questions, like questioning my life. Am I supposed to be a vampire?
It takes place in 1932 Mississippi, so you can already tell what, you know, the secret meaning is about. Right? Because Michael B. Jordan is black. in 1932 Mississippi.
Okay.
So you already know what the underlying, you know, message is.
I had to go on TikTok to understand the movie, Mercedes.
Come on, it tells you.
I don't know. I did not get it.
I feel like if I want to spend 2 hours bored and confused, I will go to the Home Depot with Matt in the lumber section. Like, that's all I need to do. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Do you guys have like a secret, subtle, I don't know, touch or phrase that you use to your significant other to get a point across? Like if it's time to leave, do you do like the look? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where you kind of have like a secret language with your spouse.
I mean, sometimes we're pretty blunt. We're like, all right, looks like it's time to,
go.
Yeah.
So Matt and I got into a fight this weekend. We were at dinner with some friends on Saturday night. And so we're at dinner. And whenever I feel like he is drifting, or if he feels I'm drifting, we'll give each other like a little squeeze on the leg.
What do you mean by drifting?
Like someone's talking and then you just like kind of drift off. It's like, pay attention. Like, you know, it's like refocus. So we're at dinner and our friend is telling us this very emotional story about her mom recently passing. And I'm there like on the verge of tears. And I look over at Matt and he's scrolling on his phone.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's one of those moments like, I, you know, I'm leaning in being supportive and I'm like, So I go over to his hand under the table and I squeeze his leg. Just like, dude, pay attention, you know?
Get off the phone.
Yeah. And I don't know what if he was looking up a sports score or something, like what he was doing, but I was really upset. And so I do that and he like looks up and he's like, I'm just trying to be subtle about it. I don't want to call him out. But instead of just getting the hint and putting his phone down as he should, he's like, oh, yeah, now Mercedes squeezed my leg under the table.
Oh.
I just sat there and I was like, oh, my God.
He called you out.
Like right there in front of them. And I'm like, just looking. And meanwhile, I am so mad. I am like, I can feel my face burning. I'm so mad at him. Like, how dare you? Because now I look like the crazy one. Like I'm that wife who's like trying to control him. And I just like, what? After dinner, I was like, why did you do that? Why did you call me out?
This
like
is
that?
Alone right now.
Yeah,
alone?
Like they're gone. We dropped them off at home, and I'm like, why did you call me out like that? That was really rude. I was just trying to get your attention. And he's like, well, you know what? I was looking up something. It had to do with the conversation. Like I was going to tell her something and I was looking for it on the phone because I didn't want to get the information wrong. And I was like, okay, I apologize then. I apologize for that. But you didn't have to like call me out like that. And it's just like that attempt to be subtle completely backfired. It just blew up in my face. Has that ever happened where it's like, You had the secret nudge or you had the secret signal and it just got completely misread, totally blew up? 702-364-9400.
I feel like there's this unspoken rule in marriage that if you're in a group of people or if you're in front of friends, that sadly you kind of have to agree with your partner. Even if you personally don't, like, let's say James is saying something wild and outrageous. I'm like, yeah, he's right. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can give you a great example, but let's just say, like, oh yeah, you know, I believe that, you know, we were monkeys, you know, we were evolved, you know. Let's say if you do, or you don't, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I do believe it, babe. You're right. We came from monkeys. We evolved from monkeys. And then I'm like, in my back of my head, I'm like, I really don't believe that because I feel like if you start an argument then and there, you're like, what do you mean you believed in monkey? We became from monkeys. Like, I think that there is this unspoken rule because you don't want to fight in front of your friends.
Yeah, like the fight, being in a fight in front of your friends or having a couple fight in front of you is so embarrassing. I know exactly what you mean because I made a comment to him on that where because I said something and he totally disagreed with me at the table, which is fine. He had a difference of opinion. But he was like berating me on something because I believed it. And I was like, at the end of that, I was like, oh my gosh. And the ride home was so awkward. Yeah. I was just like, our friend's like, we should go get a drink. And we're like, no,
we're going home.
It is so embarrassing.
But hey, if it was on Saturday, the Golden Knights game was on.
That's what I think he was looking at. He wasn't looking at something with a conversation. We were talking about a past family member. Like, what are you looking up? Like, inspirational quotes? Come on now. You were looking at the score of the hockey game.
If it was during the Golden Knights game and they were in overtime, believe me, I was at Costco, and when I found out we won, I was like, yeah, in the middle of Costco. So I get it, Matt, if that's what you were doing.
At least James didn't disagree with you about them winning. You know, he supported you on that. All right, let's do this. It's time to win. We are giving you tickets right now to see comedian Matt Rife. He is coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena this Friday night. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Sherry, good morning. You're caller 20.
I am so excited. I got through on the first try.
Oh, it is your lucky day, and on a Monday at that, Sherry. All right, let's do this. We've got these Matt Rife tickets. He's going to be in town at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on Friday. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Toon Time, Barbershop, genre jam, Love Is in the Air, or Let Us Entertain You?
Let's do Love Is in the Air.
Okay, Global Love Day is on Thursday. These are all things that are associated with love, okay?
All right.
Things associated with love. We just got to get six answers in 60 seconds. Let's do this.
You guys got this. All right. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This beats in your chest.
All right.
Yes. When you celebrate the day that you got married, you're celebrating your what?
Anniversary.
Yes. This is the color of love.
Red.
Yes. On Valentine's Day, this shoots an arrow at you to make you fall in love.
Cupid.
Yes. You might give one of these stuffed things to someone. They're really cute little animals.
Animals.
What kind of animal?
Plushy, teddy bear.
Yes, teddy bear. Yes. I'm going to pass on that one. When you want someone to ask you, when you want to ask someone to marry you, this is known as the what?
Proposal.
Yes. Nice. All right, Sherry, look at you getting the week started off right. You just got yourself a pair of tickets to see Matt Rife at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm sitting outside work and I'm late. And my boss is going to be so jealous because she loves Matt Rife.
Oh, man. I mean, you could always offer her that second ticket, but I say, nah, it's Monday. You don't need to be hanging out with your boss on Friday night. Come on now. Nice job. Congratulations.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We have a date for the conclave.
We do.
We know when it's happening. Roman Catholic cardinals are going to meet in a secret conclave to elect the new leader of the global church starting on May 7th.
Oh my God, that's like next week.
I know. The date was decided during a closed door meeting of the cardinals at the Vatican, the first since the funeral of Pope Francis on Saturday. The official announcement, they say, is coming, or maybe it already happened. This was early this morning. Some 135 cardinals, all under the age of 80 from across the world, are eligible to take part in the conclave, and they decide who will be the next leader of the Catholic Church. The previous two conclaves in 2005 and 2013 lasted only 2 days.
Oh,
so
wow.
Hopefully it'll be, so if they do the vote, and if they are not in agreement, black smoke comes out of the tower. If they are in agreement, white smoke comes out of the tower.
Imagine being that person that does a smoke.
I put the wrong one in. Oh,
no. I'm on. I'm very heavily into the Filipino TikTok. Like, I'm on that side of the page, and I'm not really familiar of like the cardinals and just how in general the conclave works. But on Filipino TikTok, they are raving about the Cardinal Luis Tagle.
He's the Cardinal from the Philippines.
Chito, they call him.
Yes,
I saw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's like dubbed like the Asian Pope Francis. And they're like, we want him to be, he'll be like our, the first Asian Pope. So I wonder how that all works and how it goes down.
Yeah, it's all just based on their opinion, who thinks they would be the best representative of the church worldwide. But a lot of people are talking a lot about him just, which if he would be able to uphold it, like it would be so great for the Filipino community if he was the representative.
Yes.
Of it. And he left his position. Gosh, I just read something about him this morning. He was the Archbishop of Manila and he moved to Rome. I want to say it was like, I think it was like 2020 or something like that.
Okay.
But he's now, you know, he's been there ever since. And so they're saying he is definitely a strong contender.
That'd
so,
be kind of
yeah,
cool.
We'll, definitely. This will be all the talk, especially next week when this happens. Everyone's going to be talking about this. All right. Also this morning, new research shows taking a vacation once a year can boost your health in a huge way. This study found that yearly trips can cut your risk of heart disease by 30%. And it helps lower your blood pressure, your blood sugar, even it can even extend your life by about 20% by taking a yearly vacation. A week off is ideal, but even those short getaways will help reduce stress and depression and chronic inflammation. But get this, millennials feel the most guilt about using their vacation days. And boomers, they're like, yeah, I'll use all my vacation days, no problem.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that's funny. I mean, I'm happy that we take our vacation together. So when we're on vacation, it's not like someone else is taking too much of a load, right?
Right.
And I think that that makes me feel less guilty. But I remember when I went to the Philippines, I took some time off and then you were still doing the show. I felt so guilty being in the Philippines. I was like, I'm over here in Boracay, living my best life, eating mangoes, and they're over there working their butts off for the show.
The way I look at it is if you earn that vacation time, you should take that vacation time. And it's like, I get it. I feel guilt. I literally called out sick like a week and a half ago, and I like held on to it for like 3 days. Like, yeah. Oh, I let stuff down. Oh my gosh. Like I, you know,
which you didn't, by the way.
Well,
you did not let me down.
Still,
you know,
feel like I did, but you know,
when you said that you were sick, honestly, when you're not sick, it's so much easier. It is so much easier.
Am I that much of a trouble for you? No. Is that what you're saying? No, I'm just kidding.
You know what I mean. Oh man.
Finally this morning. So Katy Perry's Lifetimes tour. Ooh. Getting a lot of attention on the internet again. Fans are sharing photos from her concerts after it appeared like she was already teasing her next album with her concert's visuals, and now she's going viral because her dance moves, fans say, are not impressive. The show is reportedly based on a concept that sees her as this cyborg fighting off an AI enemy, and that sounds like an interesting concept, but they say that doing so much but nothing at the same time is what she's doing when it comes to dancing. Did you see her dance moves that are going viral?
Okay, I haven't seen it yet. Oh, is God. It why is she just looks like stiff or what?
It's just, even I as a not good dancer was like, ouch. Let me see if I can find that.
I have the video up.
Okay, you
of
have
her dancing, and isn't she getting some backlash, Katy Perry, for what she wore? It also looks like she was on that Blue Origins.
Yeah, like she's wearing an astronaut thing, and people were like, "You went up into the sky. You were there for 9 minutes. You're not an astronaut now."
Oh no, I'm watching Katy Perry's dance.
She's
moves.
Doing like the Cabbage Patch type of thing, and then she's doing some alligator clap.
Who is her choreographer? We need to speak to them, and maybe she just needs to rehire a new choreographer, because there are certain artists that have dance moves that project to more of how they move. And whoever is choreographing Katy Perry's dances, they need to second out.
It's pretty rough. But at the same time, part of me is like, I respect the fact that she's out there and she's just doing her thing. Like, you know, it may not be everyone's cup of tea, but she's got more guts than I do.
Hey, you did the Dougie at Walk for Wishes on Saturday.
I did, and I can't imagine what people would say when they see that video. So you know what? You pick your battles.
You do.
It's Mix 94.1. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to have your tickets to Pod Meets World Live, the Kids Still Want to Jump Tour over at the Palazzo. We're talking about Danielle Fischel, Will Friedle, and Ryder Strong, Topanga, Eric, and Sean from Boy Meets World, their podcast. It's really funny, and they're coming to town. Your tickets just a few minutes away here, but right now it's Monday, and that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to talk about on the air to see if you're a jerk or if you're justified or someone you know is a jerk or justified, just send us an email. You can do that through our website, mix941.fm. This one is from Kayla. She says, hi guys, good morning. I need some jerk or justified help. So I'm a single mom and my daughter is 8 years old and is always having play dates. One of her friends I've never been a fan of, but the mom is nice and we become friends. So I've tolerated her incredibly rude daughter. This little girl comes over and tells me my house is boring. I need to get more toys for her and my daughter to play with. She'll then come downstairs and tell me that she wants me to take her to Five Below so she can go shopping. What?
Five Below?
Five Below?
That store, yes.
Oh my gosh, okay. Meanwhile, my daughter just stands next to her in shock. When I tell her mom these stories, she says, oh, my daughter is so spoiled. She has too much. Then nothing changes. The little girl is still rude. I don't care so much, but now after about a year of this, my daughter told me she doesn't want her over anymore because she's mean and tells her that her room isn't fun. So how do I tell her mom I can't have her over anymore? Would I be a complete jerk for this? Or do you think I'm justified to do it? If you think I'm justified, how do I do this? Or do I just stop the play date invites and they'll get the idea? What do I do? Signed, Kayla. 702-364-9400. What do you guys think? Is she a jerk or is she justified for this? I want to know what you guys think in just a second, but let's go to Cheryl first. Cheryl, good morning. What do you think?
Cheryl, good morning.
Uh-oh, take us off. Lower your radio, Cheryl.
Oh, she's just listening. Just listening to the show.
She wants to listen.
We'll put her on hold. We'll come back to her. Let us know what you guys think. What's your take on this?
Oh, man. I don't have kids, but I just know that when you're a kid, you feed off of other kids' energies. You are who you hang out with. And if you want your daughter to turn into their friend, you got to stop it somehow. And you're totally justified. I think you really need to talk to your daughter and say, hey, it looks like, you know, your friend over there, she's a little rude. How do you feel about stopping play dates and talk to her first?
It sounds like the daughter wants to. She said like she doesn't like her to come over. So that you have a good kid.
Yes.
You know, you have a good kid. She sees that this girl is danger, right?
She recognizes it. Now it's really talking now to the mom. It's like, hey, if she asks, hey, we'd love to come over again for a play date. Either you tell her straight up and be like, look, I've noticed that your daughter is being a little rude. And I want to say it because you're my friend and I want you to be a good mom to this daughter because I love you both. But really, it comes down to my daughter doesn't really want to hang out with her either. Don't tell her that. But between you and I, there's something going on.
See, I totally disagree. I do agree with you on stopping the play dates, but I don't think you should say anything. I don't think you should. Okay. Yeah, I think you should just phase out. Relationships fizzle out all the time. True. You know what I mean? I think you just don't give her a dramatic speech. Just kids grow apart. Just to say like, oh my gosh, her schedule has been so busy if she calls, or oh, she has homework, or oh, you know what, she's grounded. Like at some point, she'll get the point. Like, we're not hanging out anymore. And it sucks because it sounds like this lady's nice, but if her kid's a brat, like, it's just like, we don't want any of that.
So you wanted a lie.
I don't think she's lying. She's just not responding anymore. Or she's saying we're busy. Like, we are busy.
Read
you know
the
what
room,
I mean?
Lady.
I say it's just, I think it's time to move on, but we want to know what you think. I think Cheryl is back on. Hey, Cheryl, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I'm kind of old school, and to me, you don't say anything to the mom. Just phase it out, like you said. You have a great daughter who recognizes the problems and doesn't want to associate with somebody who's rude and mean.
You've done your job, you know? You've done a great job.
Exactly. You'll have other friends. I'm sure you have other friends because you sound awesome. So just go with that and phase it out.
I agree, Cheryl. Thanks. We're getting a bunch of texts here. Angie says, I wouldn't say anything to the mother you already have and nothing has changed. I would also just slowly phase her out. And if she asks, just blame it on the fact that you're busy and you have a lot going on. Teresa says, justified, and tell the mom why. Debbie says, if your daughter doesn't want to be friends with her, then you have to stop the play dates. And unfortunately, you have to be honest with her mom. Joanne says, the kid is spoiled. The mom knows it and doesn't care. That brat is hurting your daughter's feelings and setting a bad example. Your child said no more coming over to my house, no more play dates, end of discussion. If they ask, just tell them you have other plans. Yeah, I agree. If the kid doesn't want any of this anymore, my kid's my priority, yeah. Not your kid. So we're going to go with that. Ramon, from a dad's perspective, what do you think?
I think this is a no-brainer. I don't think we needed an email or play Jerk and Justify for this. just ghost them. And if the parent... ask why. Tell them the truth. Be like, your daughter or your son said this. And you know what? Peace out. Deuces.
We're out of here. I like that 9 out of 10 of us are saying ghost them. Steph's like, tell them the truth, as you should. And we're like, nah, just fade into the sunset.
Confront them. Tell them how it is.
Oh, thank you, Kayla. Hopefully you get this worked out. And please do a follow-up with us. Let us know what happens and get your... issues in for Jerk or Justified every Monday at 9 o'clock. We'll read your emails for the segment. It's a lot of fun. We appreciate all the messages. Right now, it's TLC. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.